is good.
Beating the world system. Hallelujah. Just as the word of God is the extension of God himself, so is the word of any other person, because everything originates in God. Everything God created take after God himself. Remember, God created Lucifer, the devil, which you know today. He was a choir in heaven before he lost his place. So what am I trying to say? In essence, some of the attributes God possesses, he still has them. No one else created Satan other than God. Since he was banished from the heavens, from the presence of God, he has tried to exercise dominion over where he was sent to. And the devil was sent to this domain. Without the Lord assigning him to have dominion over the earth, since he saw himself as the only one around, he automatically began to reign over that place he was sent to. Are we together? Whereas the Lord never gave him the order to have dominion. But because of the fact that it is in the nature of God to express dominion, authority, the devil also naturally had that. He took after God. So it is the devil's intention, since he believed he came here first, before man was created, he felt he is ahead. There has been this contention. Now, the man in whom God Almighty originally gave dominion to, the devil doesn't want to accept that God Almighty has given man dominion over the earth. The contention of the devil is the fact that he does not naturally want to accept that the authority man has over the earth should be given to man in the first place, since he came here first. The devil is not as bad as you think. He only wants to exercise power and dominion. And he doesn't want to accept that you, as a human being, should have that dominion. One of the most important things Christ came to do is to destroy the works of the devil. In a bid to exercise dominion, the devil had to start lying. He has been lying, and sometimes he withholds useful information. Therefore, he has connived with some of his fallen angels to dominate the mind of people through the lusts of the flesh. The lusts of the flesh are the codes of conduct that keeps the devil in man's consciousness. What am I trying to say here? In essence, we that believe in the word of God, the Bible says, to them that believe, gave he them power to become sons and daughters of God. If I believe in the word of God in this geographical location, Nigeria, and another man in the geographical location, United States of America, believe in God, we are sons of God, which means we are collectively children of God. So, therefore, if we share the same consciousness, we are all children of God. And at the same time, those who share the consciousness of greed, hate, in a geographic location different from another, and in another location as well, they share a collective what? Consciousness. Which means they are all one, even if they do not meet in person. You do not need to meet your brother that believes in God in another geographic location before you share one consciousness, through the consciousness of the fruits of the flesh, those who dominate the world system are connected to Satan. And there's one thing they always want to do. They always want to dominate by force. They have evolved over time. The same way we have the Holy Spirit, they have the evil spirit. Through their same one evil spirit, which is omnipresent, but they are limited. Through their evil spirit, they disseminate information among themselves, and they take some steps without having to send email to each other. They work with a unified syllabus as well. Apostle Paul says that we should not be ignorant of the devices of the adversary. The devil will not come to tell you that I want to destroy the world system. He works in the secret as well. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will understand how the devil operates, which is the reason why, as you spend time with the Word of God, as you spend time in the place of meditation, your spirit should become open to the Spirit of God, because the Word of God was inspired by His Spirit. So once your spirit becomes open to the Spirit of God, you become automatically sensitive. Am I communicating? You become sensitive and you'll be able to discern what the devil is trying to do at any point in time. But if you spend a lot of time without meditating on the Word of God, when the devil comes, you will already be asleep. A person that is not active in the spirit is asleep. To be spiritually awakened, you need to remain awakened, because you can be spiritually awakened and still go back to sleep. If you are spiritually awakened, you should make sure that you keep some routines so that you remain awakened. If not, while you'll be sleeping, the enemies will come and steal from you. God is good. So you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and still go to sleep if you avoid some routines. If you are spiritually awakened, it is better that you stay awake. Keep your inner man awake, because we are spirit beings. The moment you are spiritually awakened, you need to put a lot of measures in place to stay awake. You can take care of your body and your body can sleep, but your inner man should not be asleep. Hallelujah. If your inner man, which is the Spirit of God, is awake, then, like the psalmist David, you can declare that he that watches over Israel does not what? Sleep or slumber. In other words, you will remain in an alignment with the Spirit of God. God is good. So, as children of God, the declaration that I'm a child of God is not a one-time affair. To be a child of God, you need to keep some regular routines. If you declare I'm a child of God, it's just an admission that I'm a child of God. It's just that you are admitting that I'm a child of God. To remain a child of God, you need to keep some what? Regular routines. I mean, you need to stay conscious. Hallelujah. The Bible says, woe unto that nation that forgets about what? Being conscious. In other words, if you are lazy when it comes to thinking, then the devil will use it as a dumping ground. I mean, if you are lazy to meditate on the Word of God, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Hallelujah. There are a lot of informations that the Lord has made available to us to reign over the earth, over everything He has created, to exercise authority. What the devil has done so far is to divert people's attention from gaining access to those seemingly ordinary, simple informations. Hallelujah. Through decreeing according to God's instruction that says, where there's a casting down, you should say there's a lifting up. you end the situation. So, child of God, this message this morning is calling your attention on how you can beat the world system. To beat the world system, you must have to understand how the world system operates. God is good. The devil also understands the power of words. You as a child of God, why then are you wasting your time to say this, that? You don't use your words against yourself. A lot of times, by being realistic, we use our own words against ourselves. Rather, you should say, my business is getting better, it's flourishing. Even while you are obviously seeing the business going down, you should keep decreeing. And you should decree to the point whereby it will resound in the realm of the spirit. And the ministering spirit of God will cause your words to do what? Come alive. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Those who have hijacked the world system, they took their time to create a template which the world should follow. They influenced the educational system in order to cripple the world. Most of the highly expensive education systems, they are that expensive so that the average man will not be able to have access to the quality information that they disperse. The informations that would keep you in a position of dominion are only reserved in those educational systems that are highly expensive, which the common man will not be able to access. God is good. The Bible says we should love our neighbor just as much as we love ourselves. Are you sure we love our neighbor just as much as we love ourselves? When you start classing people, remember, Christ came to preach oneness. Christ did not come to preach class. He came to preach oneness, which means love your neighbor as yourself. Forgive your neighbor. He didn't say forgive the rich man and do not associate with man of class. When Christ sat down by the offering stool, when he was in the synagogue, and people were putting offering, naturally, the man with more money would give more money as his offering into the offering plate. The people with less money will drop lesser money. Now, the woman who gave her last, Christ said that this woman has given more, so that we will not begin to have people that will begin to see themselves as less. Christ came to preach equality. But what is the system telling us? That we are not equal. Is the system telling us that you are equal? No. The system is never telling you that. It said that you give honor to whom honor is due. Honorable this, honorable that. And you that you are not in that class, you start seeing yourself as what? You know, separated from them. Hallelujah. And once this affects your psyche, you begin to feel as if you are not adequate enough to assume their position. In other words, you have already classed yourself by yourself. And they have already helped to also class you as well. They see you as lower, just as much as they see yourselves as higher. To beat the world system, you need to understand the world system. Inasmuch as you have the fruit of the flesh, you are connected to the collective consciousness of Satan. That's what I'm telling you. Which has a central intelligence, just like the way the Holy Spirit will minister to the children of God. It will come as a thought, do this. But you may not know the reason why you are told to do that. It is later you may now be able to understand why you are doing that. Bible says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is the reason why a lot of people are perishing. Lack of revelation in divine inspiration. This is why people die. A lot of people died as a result of losing hope. A lot of people's system began to react. Christ said, be as wise as the serpent. So do you think the devil will come and project himself as that ugly entity for you to be scared? No, the devil is more intelligent than that. The devil is highly intelligent. And if you are a child of God, you need to be extremely intelligent as well. Do not give up. Hallelujah. Seek divine instruction. How? By aligning yourself with the Holy Spirit. You can align yourself with the Holy Spirit with ease when you adopt all the fruit of the Spirit. If you adopt all the fruit of the Spirit, you put yourself in motion to connect with the Holy Spirit. And when you connect with the Holy Spirit will give you what? Instructions. And for you to be in consistent alignment with Him, you have to be obedient to His instruction for Him to keep talking to you. If the people with the collective consciousness of the fruit of the flesh can be that obedient, why are you not obedient? You claim to be a child of God. If you understand what it means to be a child of God, you will not have any time for hate and condemnation and judgment. Being smart has nothing to do with beating your neighbor to his level of intelligence. Being smart enough is to be able to understand yourself, number one, and the world system. A lot of people who don't even understand themselves, they are busy trying to beat their neighbor when it comes to do what? The game of intelligence. You are smart because you've understood yourself, you've learned how to conquer yourself, and you know how the world system operates and how to relate. If you can only manipulate your neighbor, you are only doing what? You're only stealing from yourself, because what you sow is what you reap. God is good. This message is coming to you this hour in order to restore you back, in order for you to understand how the system of the world operates and how to beat it. You can beat it by becoming aware of how it is being operated. Hallelujah. How the system operates. Therefore, everything the Word of God tells you, you must do what? Do it. The commandment that was written in the Word of God is for you. It says, you must love the Lord your God. Every commandment that was written is not a law that comes with any consequence. As a child of God, God is not one entity that sits on a throne that is always angry. Inasmuch as the blood of Jesus has been shed, God is no longer angry with you. God wants you to come to the knowledge of the truth. Christ said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, once you understand that this collective consciousness, they always want to remain in the position of dominating circumstances and people, what will happen is this. If you are not awakened, if you do not remain awakened as a person that is spiritually awakened, what do I mean? A person can claim to be spiritually awakened. Being spiritually awakened is not a claim to say, oh, because you have discovered the word spiritual awakening, does not mean that you are awakened or you remain awakened. Your ability to keep up with regular routines, according to Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, until you are transformed, until you are glorified, until it becomes a pattern in you, you are not yet spiritually awakened, or you will go back to sleep. Once you are in that consciousness, you always stay afloat. Elijah stayed afloat. That was the reason why he could understand that even if Elijah had the faith that is strong enough to call down fire, because he was connected to the supernatural collective consciousness, he could understand when the Spirit of God told him to do what? Run away. When the Queen Jezebel was after him. Hallelujah. And at another point, he could successfully call down fire from heaven. So you as a child of God, what are you doing with your time? Are you spending time with the activities that does not promote your being active spiritually. Today is a day when you need to rise up to the occasion and begin to take your bull by the horn. If not, you would be dominated by the flesh and you will not be led by the spirit. And to beat the world system, you must completely be connected to the spirit and be led by him. May God bless his word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.